There are a number of beautiful and insightful midrashim on the psukim that describe the tragic story of Miriam speaking lashon hara about her brother Moshe. This is in Baloscha in Perek Yudbet, and the pasuk tells us in the beginning of the Perek about how Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, their brother, and his relationship with his wife. And then in Pasuk Bet, it tells us, Vayomru, and they said, Harak ach Moshe diber Hashem? Is Moshe the only one who speaks to Hashem? Is he the only one who's a prophet? Halang gam banu diber? Hashem also speaks to us. Vayishma Hashem. And Hashem heard. It's not at all obvious in the pshat in the Pasuk what this has to do with the initial statement of gossiping about Moshe's wife. What does that have to do with the fact that they were also Nevi'im? So Rashi quotes, first of all, the first Medrash to note, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, the Sifrei, that the point is, why does Moshe think that he's special? Evidently, Moshe had separated, divorced his wife, Tzipporah, based on his status as a prophet. And they perceived Moshe having done that on his own volition because he thought he was somehow too good for regular marital life. So therefore Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Halo gam banu diber, didn't Hashem speak to us, aren't we also Nevi'im? And we, lo perashnu midarech eretz, so we have not separated from our spouses, we're still living regular married lives. That's point number one from the Medrash, just filling in the gap so we should understand even the basic text of the psukim. What is further interesting are some comments that the Medrash makes on the last two words of this pasuk, which seems to be almost, if not quite a non sequitur, but at least a surprising ending, Vayishma Hashem, and God heard. What is that coming to tell us? Hashem, we believe, hears everything. What are we talking about? So that very same Sifrei quotes a machlokes. The first opinion says, Malamid shlohaisa sham birya, ela beino levenatzmo dibrubo. First of all, one opinion says, it stresses that Hashem heard, that is to say, no one else heard, only Hashem heard. Miriam and Aaron were speaking. You shouldn't think that they were speaking to anybody else. Only Hashem heard, Vayishma Hashem. And I think that this is very striking, because this would point out to us something very suggestive and important, that when it comes to Lashon Hara, we shouldn't think that if not too many people hear, it's just me and one other person, psychologically, sometimes even subconsciously, we rationalize that it can't be so bad. Now, obviously, the more people that you speak Lashon Hara with, even worse. But the Chazal are telling us, even when it's only the people speaking Lashon Hara and Vayishma Hashem, and Hashem hears. But you have to remember, Hashem is always watching, Hashem is always listening. Rabbi Nassan Omer, a second opinion, which is very interesting, and reads the end of this pasuk, Vayishma Hashem, as a run-on into the next pasuk, which is the famous declaration about Moshe, Vayish Moshe Anav Ma'od. But the way Rabbi Nassan reads the pasuk, Halo gam banu diber, the Miriam and Aaron are saying, hey, one second, we're also Nevi'im. Vayishma Hashem, v'ha'ish Moshe. We see from this, says Rabbi Nassan, that even Moshe, af befonov shel Moshe, dibrubo. And this also would be an important lesson, which is to say, we shouldn't think, according to Rabbi Nassan, that Lashon Hara is only bad if it's behind someone's back. But if, you know, I'm speaking behind their back, but if I speak to their face, somehow that mitigates our gossiping. And according to Rabbi Nassan, no, Miriam and Aaron are punished, even though they spoke, so to speak, in front of Moshe. Rabbi Nassan adds at the continuation of the Sifrei, and now we understand the continuation of that pasuk, Vayishma Moshe Anav Ma'od. If they spoke Lashon Hara in front of Moshe, we have no indication that Moshe got angry at them, rebuked them, yelled at them. Says Rabbi Nassan, yes, because that's what the Torah is telling us. It was in front of Moshe, but he is Anav Ma'od. He's very humble. Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adam. No one was as humble as Moshe. As Rabbi Nassan continues, Kavash Moshe al hadavar, even though Moshe was insulted perhaps on a human level, but because of his anava, he didn't let it affect him, and he certainly never retaliated or said anything to them. So beautiful extra layers of meaning added by these two opinions in the Sifrei. The Avos Rabbi Nassan points out here that it's striking that Miriam and Aaron are punished so severely, given the fact that they were perhaps maybe not in front of Moshe. The simple pshat is they were not. They didn't embarrass him. Moreover, the way the Avos Rabbi Nassan understands their comments, they did it as a suffolk. They weren't sure. Maybe what Moshe is doing is legitimate. Maybe not. And yet they're still punished. Says Avos Rabbi Nassan, it's a Kal v'chomer. If Miriam is punished and only she spoke about her brother, and she didn't even speak about it necessarily in front of him, and she didn't even speak about it definitively, she just raised the question in a somewhat caustic or critical way, so all the more so, and she was punished. Adam Hedrud Hamadabr Dvarim Befanov Chavero Mavaisho. We speak about people negatively, we embarrass them sometimes. Alachas Kama Vakama, wow, how much are we going to be punished if even Miriam got punished? And last but not least, we have the comment on that Pasuk Gimel, but Moshe is very big anav. The Medrash Gedola says, Gedola anavash al yada zacha Moshe Rabbeinu l'kol hamidos tovos. Even though Moshe had every good mida in the world, nevertheless, the Medrash highlights, that's not how he's complimented. He's not complimented as a chacham or as a chassid, even though he was. Ela anav. Afo pishayu bo kol midos tovos, l'shibcha kosev el b'midas anava. Why? Says the Medrash, because anava is the gateway to all good midos. Al yadei anava, zacha Moshe Rabbeinu kol midos tovos. Through being humble, if a person is humble, they'll be more motivated, they'll work hard, they'll be open to listening to others. The more humble a person is, the more great a person can become. All those other attributes, says the Medrash Gedola, are derivatives of humility. And therefore, even though Moshe had alamailas, he had all the good qualities in the world, but the Torah stresses Ha'ish Moshe is anav mi'od, because it's gedola anava, sh'ayada zacha Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, this is a lesson, hopefully, for all of us. So with these few quick statements of Chazal, and these two, three psukim, we see additional layers of the pshat, additional layers of musar and understanding, as well as a tremendous insight not only into the problems of Lashon Hara, but also into the greatness of the mida of humility of anava.